Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. If America, God forbid, should be dragged into another large-scale war, or be pushed into it by a president seeking better ratings, there is every reason to think that it will be prosecuted with the same competence, preparedness, and general all-around brilliance we have just seen brought to bear on the struggle against the coronavirus. That struggle revealed our public health system and our government to be in shambles, utterly unprepared and under-equipped and under-financed to do the job they were created to do. Likewise, America's military forces are in shockingly bad condition. This despite the fact that they're the biggest, richest military force the world has ever seen. We spend, happily, virtually without dissent, nearly $1 trillion a year on our military, which is approximately equal to our current annual deficit. It is triple China's military spending and 10 times Russia's. Yes, 10 times that of Russia, the country often invoked as the reason we have to support a military budget that is double what it was at the height of the Cold War. And this is what it has bought us. For example, the F-35, the world's newest, most expensive, highest-tech fighter-bomber, meant to be the backbone of not only the Air Force, but the air arms of the Army, Navy, and Marines, turns out to be slower, less maneuverable, less reliable, and less accurate than the aircraft it's meant to replace, and everybody else's fighter-bombers. In combat, says one military analyst, the F-35s would be clubbed like baby seals. The USS Zumwalt, flagship of what was supposed to be a fleet of 32 of the world's newest, highest-tech, most expensive destroyers. Since the beginning of the $3 billion each program in the 1990s, it has been dogged by studies showing that its hull design, intended for maximum stealth effects against enemy radar, had the unfortunate side effect of a tendency to capsize in following seas. So the Navy was anxious to show off their triumph when the first Zumwalt, on her maiden voyage from the builder's yard at Bath, Maine, to her station in San Diego, broke down in the Panama Canal and had to be towed. Current plans are to build 2 of the beasts, not 32. The USS Gerald R. Ford, the Navy's newest, most expensive, $13 billion each, aircraft carrier. One of its high-tech baubles is an array of 11 high-speed electromagnetic elevators designed to lift ammunition from the hold to rearm aircraft on deck. Obviously, should the ship ever see action, God forbid, resupplying its combat aircraft would be a critical function. Only 2 of the 11 elevators work. After years of struggling with the problem, the Navy has called in a team of experts from outside the defense industry to try to come up with a fix while the Ford is at sea. Speaking of aircraft carriers, the United States has 11 in all. At the moment, 6 of them, every one of the carriers deployed on our East Coast, are tied up in Norfolk, Virginia for repairs and are unable to deploy. Manpack is the result of a decades-long struggle by the U.S. Army to provide its troops with reliable portable radios. The Manpack units cost $72,000 each. They're twice as heavy as the radio they replace, have a shorter range, and it overheats so badly it inflicts burns on the person carrying it. Now there is, as they say, so much more. The Empire has deployed troops to 150 countries to bestride the world with planes that can't fly, ships that can't sail, guns that can't shoot, and people whose morale is so bad after endlessly repetitive, under-equipped, under-trained deployments in the Empire's endless wars that they can't do their jobs. So the thing to do, according to the warlocks in Washington, is to have another nice little war. Prosecuted like the war against coronavirus, the next war could very well be our last. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.